She wondered where he was from, where he'd gotten a name like that. He and David were talking intently now about apertures and filters.
"So, you're the inspiration for this study," he said, turning to include Nora.
"I suppose," she said, brushing sand off her wrist. "It's a bit hard on the skin," she added, aware suddenly that the new bathing suit left her nearly naked. The wind moved over her, moved through her hair.
"No, you have beautiful skin," Howard said.
David's eyes widened. He looked at her as if he'd never seen her before. And Nora felt a surge of triumph. "See," she wanted to say, "I have beautiful skin." But the intentness of Howard's gaze stopped her.
"You should see David's other work," Nora said.
She gestured to the cottage tucked low beneath the palms, bougainvillea cascading off the porch trellises.
"He brought his portfolio."
A wall, her words, also an invitation.
"I would like that,"
Howard said, turning back to David.
"I am interested in your study."
"Why not?" David said. "Join us for lunch." But Howard had a meeting in town at 1 o'clock.
"Here comes Paul," Nora said.
He was running very fast along the edge of the water, pushing through the last 100 yards, his arms and legs flashing in the light, the wavering heat.
"My son,"
Nora thought, the world opening for an instant as it sometimes did around the very fact of his presence.
"Our son," she said to Howard. "He's a runner, too."
"He has good form,"
Howard observed. Paul drew close and began to slow down. Once he reached them, he bent down with his hands on his knees, dragging deep breaths into his lungs.
"And good time," David said, glancing at his watch.
"Don't do it," Nora thought.
David couldn't seem to see how much Paul recoiled at David's suggestions for his future.
"Don't."
But David pushed on.
"I hate to see him miss his vocation. Look at that height. Think what he could do on a court. But he doesn't give a damn about basketball."
Paul looked up, grimacing, and Nora felt a flare of familiar irritation. Why couldn't David understand that the more he pushed basketball, the more Paul would resist? If he wanted Paul to play, he ought to forbid it instead.
"I like running," Paul said, standing up.
"Who can blame you?"
Howard said, reaching to shake hands.
"When you run like that."
Paul shook his hand, flushing with pleasure.
"You have beautiful skin," he'd said to her moments ago.
Nora wondered if her own face had been so transparent.
"Come to dinner,"
she suggested impulsively, inspired by Howard's kindness to Paul. She was hungry, thirsty too, and the sun had made her lightheaded.
"Since you can't come for lunch, come for dinner. Bring your wife, of course," she added. "Bring your family. We'll build a fire and cook out on the beach."
Howard frowned, looking out over the shining water. He clasped his hands and put them behind his head, stretching.